We must continue to focus, to stick to the plan for 2016.
Marijuana enforcement has been fundamental to the erosion of our constitutional rights. Replacing that with a legal system opens different questions.
The pitch is that prohibition has only created, you know, crime, violence, and the separation and destruction of families. It's time to end prohibition.
California set the stage for marijuana legalization in America as the first state to legalize the drug for medical use with the passage of Prop 215 in 1996. But after the Golden State failed to legalize commercial marijuana sales in 2010, several states and the District of Columbia leapfrogged California and showed the nation what a recreational pot market would look like. But now, California is back in the game. Reason TV traveled to Oaksterdam University, the nation's premier cannabis cultivation school, where many of the political activists pushing an upcoming ballot initiative held a meeting to finalize language and debate some of the finer points of legalization. The group calls itself Reform CA and is chaired by Oaksterdam's president, Dale Sky Jones. We spoke to Sky Jones and several other activists about lessons learned from Prop 19, what other states can teach California, and what legalization in the largest state in the union would mean for the rest of the country.
Coming off of the loss of Prop 19 in 2010, we realized that we had an awful lot of work to do to get it right for California in the coming years.
Back in 2010, it was the first introduction of the idea of adult use of cannabis. So it was a testing the market, so to speak.
I would never in favor of the 2010 effort because the polls were too close and it was an off-year election.
I campaigned against Prop 19. I thought Prop 19 was bad policy, I thought it was poorly thought out, and I thought it was too soon.
Even though I'm a political consultant, I understand that some issues need to fail before they win. And I think to everyone's surprise with Proposition 19 is they expected it to come not even close. And instead, you know, it came in at 48%. It missed by, you know, 3 points. And if it wasn't for Proposition 19, there wouldn't have been the propositions that we saw in Colorado, Washington State, Washington, D.C., Alaska. So it was a precursor.
Prop 19 may have paved the way for legalization in other states, but now legalization advocates believe California needs to learn some important lessons from Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, and Washington, D.C.
I think the most important thing that these states that have already chosen to regulate for adult consumption of cannabis offers is that there's proof the sky has not fallen. All of the scare tactics, the marijuana madness that has been put forth by those that would prefer to keep the failed status quo have been proven wrong. And at a certain point, we can hold people accountable to the lies that they've told.
Washington State, Colorado, they were very much interested in the tax revenues. The message is that it is going to be well regulated, well controlled, like alcohol, but it only goes to adults.
A few of the what not to do's that we've learned have specifically come from Washington State. Not to beat up on one of the first, because they did get it over the line, and that's important to note.
The taxes that they initially envisioned were way too high.
Colorado probably did it best overall in the way that they brought folks into a regulated system, a taxation system, and managed to keep intervention from the federal government away in the process. Colorado was also very burdensome, cumbersome, and expensive. And in fact, many of the things that folks tout as Colorado law with that seed-to-sale tracking and how stringent it is, isn't actually that stringent anymore because they realized it was ridiculously expensive. There is not a cop watching every plant out there.
The day before this meeting took place, the state legislature, for the first time, passed uniform regulations that treat medical marijuana the same across the state.
I wish that the ledge had passed this last year. I'm having flashbacks of 2010, the October surprise, when Schwarzenegger signed in a decriminalization measure saying, "Why legalize? We decriminalized." And I'm worried that we're going to hear, "Why legalize? We finally just regulated medical. Let's wait till 2020. The Blue Ribbon Commission was first formed with Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom at the helm as chairman. I would say the Lieutenant Governor himself is an excellent qualifier for how far we've come. He was against Prop 19 at the time, and he is now heading up this commission.
The commission generated a giant report full of recommendations. I would say the single most important issue that I would recommend is that there be rigorous collection of data. With legalization, we have to have information about the consumption of marijuana, public health issues, public safety issues, taxation, regulatory data. All of that information can help us make reasoned judgments on public policy that are based on fact.
Reform CA published its initiative in early October. A lot can happen over the next year, including the possibility of competing initiatives. But these activists remain optimistic and believe that legalization in California could be a tipping point in the war on marijuana.
Some people say there are 6 Californias, some people say there are 10 Californias. As we proceed, we're going to have to basically address the concerns of each of these Californias and show that overall, it's a good to have a statewide system.
California has more producers than the rest of the country combined. We produce more cannabis and, you know, a little bit of pride here, we produce the best cannabis. There's been a groundswell statewide of growers and small businesses waking up to the fact that we can't hide from regulation forever. The best possible outcomes will come by embracing it and helping to shape it and guide it.
I thought that when California legalized medical marijuana, the federal government would deschedule it or something like that. And lo and behold, I was mistaken in that. The federal government really has not changed federal laws an iota in these 20 years. Nonetheless, I do think that the handwriting is on the wall now, and we have majority votes even in Congress to let the states follow their own laws in this regard.
California represents 1/6 of the U.S. economy. So goes California, so goes the rest of the nation, and likely the rest of the world. Everyone is watching. And if we don't get this right, we become the redheaded stepchildren poster child of what not to do. And we're done being that for the last few years.